T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's bring in Fox News correspondent Simon Owen. Simon, good morning. Hope all is well.
Good morning. Yes, thank you.
So talk to me about the school starting to reopen in Europe. How's that going so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think the general picture is that it seems to have gone okay. It's still early days. This is still a virus shrouded in a lot of mystery. We don't know much still about what causes outbreaks, what leads to them, and how they spread and who is the primary drivers. But, you know, Europe is actually a fair way down the track on this question now, because European countries began reopening schools nearly 3 months ago. They were generally across Europe among the first places to reopen as coronavirus lockdowns were relaxed. But in Denmark, for instance, it was the middle of April when they reopened their schools. They're already on their summer vacations now. And the authorities have said that sending children back did not lead to an increase in infections. And Finland, which also moved early, said something similar. So there was certainly a degree of anxiety when this started. I remember interviewing one mother in Denmark who was convinced that reopening schools was going to lead to a surge in hospitalizations and deaths within a month or so. She said that kids were being treated like guinea pigs. She's very upset about it. But now that we have started this experiment, experts seem to be cautiously optimistic that it is going okay.
Have they taken special precautions? Do you know, in certain countries, are there changes that have been made, or did they just kind of open schools and clean more?
It's a bit of both, and it is a patchwork. You know, there's 51 countries in Europe, and I'm not sure any two of them are doing the same thing. I think there's a lot of hand-washing involved, and in a lot of them, they're asking kids, where possible, they're trying to maintain distancing of about a meter, so 3 feet or so, where it is feasible. But at the same time, in France, a few weeks ago, the president announced quite abruptly, having partially reopened schools a few weeks earlier, he said that this seemed to be going okay, and therefore he wanted everyone back in for the last 2 weeks of term, which has now been and gone, and social distancing requirements were thrown out of the window, and it was suddenly mandatory. I think in Paris they were particularly concerned about kids from disadvantaged backgrounds who there have been suggestions that they are not returning to school, even if their year group is one of those that was invited to return. And so France took a much firmer line on this and said everyone has to come back. Now, I think it's too early to see whether that led to some kind of huge spike in infections. We will have to see what the data points to in France. But generally, as countries look towards the fall, more and more are saying that, yes, they want all kids back in. And that is a very different proposition, because if you're only bringing 2 or 3 year groups back, well, suddenly they have an awful lot of space to go around in the school. You can spread them out. Social distancing is much easier. It's going to be a trickier question when all schools are back. But at the moment, the trend is for teachers and schools are being told to plan in many countries to have all their kids back when the schools return in August or September. I would say one caveat about this, though, and that is that the epidemics in many European countries are in a different place to the United States. Europe was hit very hard in March and April, but infection numbers broadly have since come way down, whereas in the US, as you'll be aware, they're still going up.
We're talking to Simon Owen from Fox News. Simon, I'm interested. Are you aware of you said, you know, 51 different countries. Are you aware of anywhere where they have done any kind of school reopening that has not gone well?
I mean, there have been reports of local outbreaks and dozens of schools having to close because you get infections. But, you know, dozens of schools out of, I don't know how many thousand, I mean, it could be millions of schools in Europe, but certainly hundreds of thousands of them, a few dozen is not that big a deal. That's little comfort to the families who are impacted by this, to the kids who suddenly have to go home again, to the parents who suddenly have to maybe stop work to look after them. But from an economic perspective of getting parents back to work, if you are able to do it for 95 or 99% of your schools at any given time, then that's much better than where schools were before. So there's not been reports of any kind of evolving disasters. What I would say is that the situation is fluid. And here in the UK, for instance, they were talking about sending all kids back to school in the summer term, which is just wrapping up now. And then they backtracked because they were suddenly thinking, actually, maybe that's not a good idea. So it's kind of it sort of veers in different directions. In Scotland, they were talking about last month, they were saying that schools will come back in August, they'll come back for the autumn term, but it will have to be a mixture of in-school learning and at-home learning, a very complicated combination, particularly for parents to deal with. And then suddenly they changed their mind and said all kids will be back full time and there'll be no social distancing requirements at all. So it is a very fluid situation. But across the continent, the broad picture is, yeah, I mean, many kids, not all of them, but many kids are back and it seems to have gone okay.
You know, it's interesting. 51 different countries, 51 different approaches. Nobody really knows for sure 100% exactly what to do. Simon, thank you so much for the time and insight this morning. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.